This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Tuesday, September 15th. Due to a utility outage, all Southeastern Community College operations on campus are closed this evening. The closure includes all evening operations, according to a release from SCC. Students are asked not to report to campus until further notice. Classes and employees should transition to remote learning and work where possible. Instructors will communicate directly with students regarding coursework. The town of Lake Waccamaw is going to turn off water for a portion of its system tomorrow for repairs. The affected areas are from 2310 Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores, including Wooded Acres. The area will be under a boil water notice until Friday afternoon. Again, water will be turned off from the 2300 block of Canal Cove to the end of Waccamaw Shores and Wooded Acres due to repairs on Wednesday. Commissioners will meet with developers of the Coleman Tract on October 6th for an informational workshop. Planning Director Kelsey Hammond said the meeting is the first of its kind for the county. It will allow commissioners to ask questions about the planned development before it is presented to a vote. The Coleman Tract would bring 190 homes to the Dothan area if approved. Building lots served by public water and sewer will now have to be significantly larger after a vote by county commissioners on Monday. Minimum lot sizes were increased from 15,000 square feet to 21,000 as part of the board's efforts to control growth in the county. The text amendment does not apply to individual construction, but only to subdivisions and planned unit developments using public water and sewer. The measure was passed unanimously. A Lake Waccamaw man has been arrested in Wake County on child sex charges. Justin Tyler Riddle, age 31, is being held under $250,000 secured bond. He faces charges of first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor and soliciting a child by computer. We have more on this story on our website. Two suspects are in custody on a panoply of charges after a three-county chase that began in Chadburn. Christopher Stephen Deaver, age 35, of Wyville, and Haley Nicole Pittman, age 29, of Lumberton, were jailed Monday afternoon after the 122-mile-per-hour chase. We have the full story on our website. Detectives raided a Pleasant Plains Road home after an extensive undercover investigation into alleged narcotic sales. Joe Russell Menser, age 42, is charged with felony cocaine possession, maintaining a dwelling, possession of a stolen firearm, and possession of a firearm by felon. He was held under a secured bond. Ernest McLeod of Fair Bluff has been charged with conspiracy and assault with a deadly weapon. McLeod, age 45, allegedly conspired with another man to assault Eric Jenkins with an aluminum baseball bat. The second suspect has not been arrested. Officials gathered at the Highway Patrol headquarters on Monday to break ground for a new building. Representative Brendan Jones worked with Senator Bill Raven to obtain $3.5 million in state funding for the facility. The Brunswick Station is also being moved to a new building in Belleville. Columbus Regional will host its annual Tailgate for Prostate on September 26th from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Wyville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screening. Call 910-641-3662 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.